Welcome to the Connected Spirit Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Dawson. I'm a professional psychic medium and mentor. In this show, I'll be sharing my personal experiences as an intuitive and discussing my journey with mediumship development. But that's not all. I'll also be bringing in guests to talk about fascinating topics like near-death experiences, spiritual awakenings, astral traveling, encounters with interdimensional beings, energy healing, and more. Together through open and honest conversations, we'll challenge the way we think and support one another. My hope is that these discussions will help you connect with your own spirit and feel seen and validated in your experiences. So join me as we dive into inspiring conversations that are going to push boundaries and encourage personal growth. Get ready to explore new perspectives and embrace the power of connection. All right, let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to this week's episode of the Connected Spirit Podcast. Today, we're going to dive deep into the mind of the medium. When we're developing mediumship, we think it's just about, okay, I need to set this intention. I need to follow steps A through Z, and then I can channel spirit. But in order to be a really clear channel for the world of spirit, there's a lot of personal development and self-reflection that needs to take place. And those two things are just priceless for mediums. So I really want to focus on that today, be able to help you identify any areas within your own mediumship, within your development that might actually be hindering you. That way you can identify them, overcome them, and to become just even more of that clear channel for spirit. It's super important to be aware of like how your own feelings and your beliefs can really influence your mediumship and how to ensure that you're not projecting your own thoughts and feelings onto the spirit world. Taking the time to reflect on your own thoughts and feelings and how they might actually be influencing your mediumship can help you to become a better medium and to ensure that your communications with the spirit world are as pure and accurate as possible. Through spirit communication, your mind, your conscious mind, and your physical senses, they become slightly disengaged, and that's in order to make room for the subconscious and the unconscious mind to actually take over. So this allows you as the medium to become more of an observer of the information that's coming from the spirit communicator and for that evidence to be transmitted through your auric field into your awareness. Spirit, they know how to work all of this, and we got to trust them, right? That conscious mind, it doesn't interfere with the process. And instead, it's actually going to allow you and allow that information to pass through without even you trying to analyze it or think about it or try to figure it out. And this is why many times mediums don't remember what they've actually said in a reading until they're reminded afterwards. I know that's happened to me many times, especially when I'm in the churches and doing a demonstration of mediumship or doing a dem night and I'm working for 2 hours. And then afterwards, people will say, thank you for that message. And they'll bring up a piece of information that came through in their message. And to be honest, I don't even remember it. And that's actually a really good thing, because what it's saying is that you have allowed that blending of the spirit to really blend with the auric field and to really take more of a hold on your mind, in the sense that you're allowing that disengagement to take place so spirit can just bring through exactly what's needed without your mind getting in the way. And it's true that we often don't even realize the amount of information that's stored in our subconscious and unconscious minds until we actually try to develop mediumship. You might be influenced by some of these hidden thoughts without even realizing it. This is why mediumship personal development is so important. We can learn the how-to of connecting with spirit, but spending time connecting to your own spirit and spending time in the stillness of your own soul, sitting in the power, it brings all of those things to the surface, like I always say, to be revealed and then healed. The potential to sabotage your mediumship process is real, and it's important to recognize any kind of filters that you might actually have in place in order to work through them. And with practice, it really is possible to break through those filters and open up that communication with the spirit realm. And it's also possible to get to know and understand the filters in order to work with them in a positive and productive way. Really, mediumship requires this open and clear connection with the spirit and the medium. Everybody's got to be clear. Otherwise, it gets all muddy. It's kind of like a puddle. You know, you step in it and the dirt gets a little kind of swirled around. The puddle's no longer clear, right? And it's going to make it really difficult for each other to blend and receive, send and receive information.
Unfortunately, as human beings, we all have our own filters that really can hinder us from establishing or maintaining a clear connection with spirit. And those filters are usually a product of our own fears, our doubts, beliefs that can actually stop us from truly connecting with the spirit world. And I think it's important to acknowledge your own filters and to work through them so that you can create a strong and really a positive connection with the world of spirit. Because if we're not being honest with ourselves, how can we allow ourselves to be in this place without tension, without distraction, without any kind of resistance, which is needed in order to be a clear channel? We got to be honest. And there's no shame in having shit that you need to heal. I truly believe we all have our own pains and traumas and wounds that will come up at different points in our life to be revealed and healed. It's just part of the human journey. We have to honor the human aspect of our mediumship. We have to honor the human aspect of our humanness, because it's through all of those experiences, those lived experiences, those moments in time that contribute to the quality of our mediumship. Because if you don't have the lived experiences, spirit doesn't have any kind of reference points to bring through certain information through you. You actually can limit it in many ways. So honor the wound and heal it. So those filters, yeah, they can be painful. And in the early stages of your development, you'll notice that they get highlighted really, really quick. And it's because spirit wants you to acknowledge them, work through them, release them so that you can have that super clear connection with spirit. And then again, level up that trust that you have within your own abilities, about your own abilities, and with the world of spirit. And really, by being aware of your own filters, you can also be mindful of how they can affect the evidence, the types of communicators that might come through, and your ability to receive and communicate with spirit. Filters are this very interesting concept because they can be both conscious and unconscious. And you might be aware of certain filters that you have, like the ones that prevent you from having certain experiences or those that might dictate how you interact with the world around you. But there are also a lot more hidden filters that are actually buried away in your unconscious mind, that are really rooted in experiences or emotions that are difficult or painful to access or process. That's what happens. So those filters can have a particularly strong influence on your psychic and your mediumistic connections because they shape the way that you interpret the information and understand the information that you get from spirit or from, if you're doing psychic readings, from the living person that you're reading for. So really, by understanding your filters, you can become more aware of them. Work to consciously shift your perspective when you're engaging with spirit. So I want to share with you some filters that you might be able to identify with. Because as I'm sharing this, you might go, well, what the heck are you talking about, Courtney? Well, let's get into that. So some filters that you might have are, number one, unresolved issues of the medium. Number two, prejudices of the medium. Racism, ageism, homophobia, religious prejudice. And as I say that, you might think, well, I'm not this. Think about it. Just have a thought, okay? Just because people are spiritual doesn't mean that they are ethical, doesn't mean that they don't have shit that they need to heal. Because even people that are religious doesn't mean that they don't have prejudice, okay? I mean, you can take a quick moment and think about some of the religious figures or spiritual people that you have seen on TV or read about or heard about, or even maybe have personal encounters with. Believe it or not, a lot of people might try to hide behind that spiritual or religious cloak, but I think they got more shit than some of the rest of us out there, okay? So those are some prejudices that can definitely get in the way of your mediumship. Also, another filter might be your belief or perceptions of spirit and the process of mediumship. Maybe you think, I'm not good enough for this stuff, right? What are some of your unresolved issues? What is that that needs to be healed? Accept it, notice it, accept it, heal it, work through that. Mediums are no different from anybody else, and we've all got our own unresolved stuff. And the more that we learn, the more that we explore, the more that we develop, the more that we can heal and just become the part of us that has always existed, which is timeless, healed, and whole. And so that's what we aspire to do when we're here in the physical world. That's the whole point of all our experiences, is to have the experiences. And allow them to help us move closer to that beautiful essence, that beautiful knowledge of connection, truth, and love. It's really important to look at some of your own stuff. You might have experiences from past lives, traumas, spiritual blocks, maybe some conflicts that you've experienced in the past. Maybe you're having some difficulties with your parent or child or at work, or maybe you have some health issues going up, right? Maybe there's some traumas that you've experienced. Maybe there was like a really difficult relationship you were in. Maybe you were abused. There's so many things, spiritual blocks. Any kind of conflict that you've experienced in the past can create a filter. And really, those unresolved issues can manifest in your physical, mental, and emotional ways. Maybe you are feeling overwhelmed, anxious, disconnected. Super important for you guys as mediums to really be aware of those issues because they can affect the accuracy of your readings. And just by acknowledging and working through those issues can really help improve your readings and create this deeper sense of clarity, but also deeper sense of connection with your recipient and also with the world of spirit. As mediums, that's what we want to do. We want to have that closeness with everybody involved in the reading, ourselves, our recipient, and I feel most importantly, those in the world of spirit, because it is through them, their grace and their generosity and their love that we actually even get to do this work. So let's look at some of those blocks, those filters that might actually be getting in the way. So prejudices of the medium. It's true that we all have some sort of prejudice or stereotyping, and that can actually make it difficult to be unbiased as a medium. We need to be unbiased as a medium because if you start working professionally, you honestly have no idea who's going to come through from both sides of the world, from the spirit world and from the physical world. For me, all of my bookings are processed through my online booking system. I don't know who's going to be coming to see me until they actually are sitting in front of me either in person or on Zoom. So to be unbiased is super critical because if you're biased, it's going to block you from connecting with spirit, your recipient, or both of them. It's important to remember that we all have all of our unique individual experiences, and we need to really celebrate our differences and our individuality, but not judge them. As a medium, one of our most important tasks, I believe, is to really provide and create this really safe and welcoming space for the people that we work with. And it's essential to be aware of our own biases and really strive to create this atmosphere of acceptance and respect for all of those that we're communicating with, the living and the discarnate. By being cognizant of our own prejudices and really striving to be open-minded and definitely non-judgmental, we can create this beautiful, inclusive experience of mediumship for our clients. And that's what we want to do because mediumship's all about healing. Mediumship is about proof of survival, but healing hearts on both sides of the veil between the two worlds. Mediums, beliefs, and perceptions of the spirit world and the process of mediumship. So let's take a look at that. Why do you believe about the spirit world? What do you believe and why? Where is it? Who gets in? Who doesn't? How do people communicate? Do you go to your first or second husband or wife when you die? These are just a few of the questions which we should ask ourselves and the spirit world as we unfold our awareness. The wonderful thing about our mediumship reflecting us, because that's what it does, our mediumship reflects us, is that our awareness will also conform to the beliefs that we hold about it. So some people might have certain ideas of what happens to us after we cross over to the other side. Some people have ideas about why communication happens with the world of spirit, how it happens, how it works, and really why it doesn't. But some people also have different ideas about God. Some people don't even believe in God. Like my husband doesn't believe in God. He believes that God is not a person. Like it's an energy. If anything, he's more atheist, but definitely has this connection to energy and spirituality, but doesn't really think of God, where I believe in God, right? We really need to periodically examine what we think, what we feel, what we know, and really be open to learning from our experiences and inviting in new ones. Today, I was teaching a class. I had a student give a private reading, and at the end, we had Q&A, and the student had asked, so in a private reading, I really felt like the person I was reading for, the spirit that came through was a part of themselves from a past life and asked me, that can't be possible, right? That can't be true. That doesn't happen, right? And I had to get really honest with my student. And I said, to be honest, I've never had that experience, but I can't say either way. I don't know. It's a really good question, right? Now, just because I haven't had a past life, a version or a facet or an aspect of someone I'm reading for's soul come through in a reading doesn't mean it can't happen. You need to keep that open-mindedness because I truly believe we're here to continually learn. And if we're lucky, we might get to live, 75, 80 years, 100 years, Matt? Let's face it, right? There's going to be so much we can learn. But at the end of that time, in the bigger scheme of things, it's actually such a short time. You can't tell me, and I truly don't believe, we're going to know all there is to know. We're going to still learn on the other side. So being open creates this expansive within us, within our mind, within our energy, within our soul, that we can be open to these possibilities. And if we are open, then that means we have created this space for those experiences to happen, for our unfoldment and our learning, right? And so let's think about that for a little bit, right? Check in. What are you thinking? Does it still resonate with you today? Or is your beliefs based on what somebody else has told you and that's just the way it is, right? By being somebody who's really open and by being willing to learn, you're going to evolve and grow as a person and as a medium. And things like, I'm not the good enough stuff, you got to heal that too, okay? You're always going to be good enough, always going to be good enough, honey, okay, to do this work. All that's needed is the intention. When we're developing our mediumship, we like to be validated in the information. We want to be validated that what we're giving is accurate. We want others to believe us and believe what we're saying. We want people to believe that we're in fact having direct communication with the world of spirit. When we encounter people who don't believe in mediumship or when we're participating in a reading and give information that isn't validated by the person we're reading for, we can sometimes move into those feelings of not being good enough or question if we're really a medium. But let's be honest, our natural humanness wants to be right, wants to be validated, wants to be celebrated. And then when we encounter experiences opposite to that, we then begin to question our self-worth. We lose trust in ourselves and we lose trust in the world of spirit. And then we begin to close down our awareness, which makes it increasingly more difficult to receive those clear and accurate pieces of evidence and information from spirit. So how you can overcome that is really by developing empathy. Empathy is this essential part of any practice of self-awareness because what it's doing is encouraging you to look beyond the ego and to recognize the feelings and perspectives of other people. When you're able to do that, it can help you move out of your own ego and also open you up to the more, you know, aspects and deeper layers and realms of the spirit world. There's not just one realm. Right? The more you grow, the more you raise your vibration, the more you're going to be able to connect with and communicate with other levels of consciousness. When you are practicing self-awareness without denying or avoiding the things that you identify with, like your thoughts and beliefs, you're able to benefit from psychological and emotional healing too. It's true. So by being mindful of your own feelings as well as others, that can actually help you become more connected to spirit and yourself. And like I always say, in order to develop mediumship, in order to connect with the world of spirit, you need to be able to connect to yourself. And so like we're going really deep today because you need this. It's imperative when we're developing mediumship. And so we want to take a look at why certain things happen. And, you know, in a reading, why isn't it working out? Well, taking a look at some of those beliefs, prejudices, filters, that is going to give you a good place to start. And so by allowing yourself to be really honest with yourself, allowing yourself the grace and compassion to heal your stuff is going to allow you just to open up your soul even that much further, allow your soul to step forward and really reveal those filters and allow your spirit guides in to help you heal them. You don't have to do this alone. Again, mediumship isn't about doing it all on your own. You're always going to have your guides there supporting you every step of the way. And here's another thing too. If filters come up for you, which I promise you, you're going to have at least one because you're human, be kind and honor it. Don't judge it. Be really grateful that you have this awareness now. And it's just moving you one step closer to the direction of your life, of your dreams, of your intentions. It's really a beautiful thing when we heal, because it allows us to align and move in so much closer with our own soul, because our soul is talking to us every single day. And it's saying, you know, hey, look at this, think about this, shift this, heal this. And we often ignore it until we have something that we're trying to do and it doesn't work. And it's usually a filter of ours that's getting in the way, a belief system, a behavior, an emotion. So when that shit comes up, honey, and it will, be kind to yourself, celebrate it, that it's there so you can heal it. Celebrate that, okay, now I'm in a position of power. Now I can do something about this. It's incredible. Be okay with that. It's all part of the journey. And when I'm teaching the Ethical Mediumship Foundations course, my students go, Courtney, I didn't realize I had all this stuff to work through. And I go, honey, it's all part of it. This is all about it, right? Got to allow yourself the opportunity to grow. You really do. And the more that you allow yourself to grow and be open to experiences, the more that things are going to come up to be healed. And that's perfect. That's exactly what you want. So in your mediumship, honor the phases that you're going through. Look at the different filters that are coming up for you. Celebrate the fact that they're actually coming up so you can know about them, so you can heal them. And then you can become that clear channel for the spirit. You can show up as the best version of yourself in your life. Because again, your personal life, your mind is reflected in your mediumship. So it benefits not just your mediumship, but your personal life too, honey, I promise. And like, I'm currently going through some stuff right now, some belief systems that I had that were really holding me back, and a little bit of dark night of the soul thing going on. And I didn't even think I had some of these belief systems about myself. And spirit has really, over the last 3 months, been doing so much work with me. And now I'm being really kind and gentle and compassionate with myself and allowing myself to heal. I'm going to be honest with you guys, because I always am. You know that. If you listen to the show more than once, you know that I give you the straight goods. It's not fucking easy. It sucks. Lots of crying, lots of, you know, anxious feelings, lots of, okay, I got to get to work. But I'm telling you, I'm just starting to come out the other side of it now. And I feel so good. My marriage is stronger. My relationship with my kids is better. I'm having more meaningful connections with my friends. My mediumship is becoming more clear. It benefits you on so many levels. So don't run from your filters. Heal them, embrace them, and knowing that spirit is supporting you every step of the way. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Connected Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed diving into this beautiful conversation. And if you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps me reach more people who can benefit from these conversations. Remember, you're not alone in your spiritual journey, so stay connected with me on social media. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My handle is @MediumCourtneyDawson. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter, The Connected Spirit, and the link is in the show notes. Keep exploring, keep growing, and always remember that there's a greater purpose guiding you on this incredible journey. Until next time, stay connected and embrace the power of your spirit.